It's 7:52. You're listening to that very station, and this is the Perth Intermedia Radical Radio Show. Traditional owners in the Arrernte Nation in Central Australia say they will continue to protest against the proposed facility, the nuclear waste facility. I've just lost my page here where I was. I'm very, very strange here working off the laptop.
So they'll continue to protest against the facility.
One of the Commonwealth's government's proposed sites for a nuclear waste dump is on Arrernte land belonging to the traditional owners of Central Australia in the Northern Territory. The traditional owners do not accept the government's plans despite the land being held by the Commonwealth. Lucas Heights is in Sydney. And it's Lucas Heights in Sydney is Australia's nuclear reactor site, and we don't want their poison brought to our country, said Benedict Stevens, the traditional owner today in Alice Springs. The government said it's safe waste, but if it's so safe, why are they thinking about bringing it halfway across the country to our land? The government may think this place is remote, but it is our home. The land is crucial to defend, crucial to our way of life, and we must protect the stories and dreamings that are significant to our law, our culture, and our people. We are very worried and disappointed that the Commonwealth Government plans to dump nuclear waste into our traditional lands. The government has already taken our land away from us. We have learned to live with that, but now they want to destroy the land that's putting a waste dump there. The government does not respect our way of life, and they have not talked to us. The government have their laws, we have ours, which the elders uphold. As Arrernte people, it is our responsibility to protect the land for future generations of our people and all people in the community, to protect the environment of the plants, animals, birds and landscapes, said Mr. Stevens. The government must first settle the urgent issue of waste management in Australia before they allow further mining of uranium in a country that has a history of nuclear contamination of the land and of the environment. We are urging Aboriginal people to be strong and say no to the nuclear waste dump and also not allow uranium mining on their lands. People in the community must realise that nuclear waste comes from uranium mining activities, and that is the final state of the cycle of nuclear power.
They've set up a protest point sort of on the Stuart Highway, about 20 kilometres north of Alice Springs, which is now near Mount Evard, which is sort of, there's three sites in the Northern Territory that they're looking at, one in Mount Evard, Hart's Range, Fisher's Ridge.
Hart's Range as well. I saw some great photos of Mount Everard, and it'd be horrible to see that place, laid low with a whole bunch of nuclear waste facilities. The government's basically broken an election promise. Ian Campbell said the Commonwealth is not pursuing any options anywhere on the mainland for dumping nuclear waste. Northern Territorians can take that as an absolute categorical assurance. Well, that's bullshit. So yeah, the traditional owners out there are protesting, and good on them, and all good luck to them too. Also, some other people who are protesting with their lives out in Villawood Detention Centre. Here's a statement of the Villawood hunger strikers, the Chinese hunger strikers, published at the request of hunger strikers, Chinese hunger strikers in Villawood Immigration Detention Centre, Sydney, on hunger strike since the 19th of October. This has been translated from Chinese. We are six hunger strikers from Villawood Immigration Detention Centre in Sydney, Australia. In order to protest against the compulsory detention policy and mental and physical impairment caused by long-term detention, during which many people have suffered from long-term insomnia, dysphoria and even mental breakdown, six of us detainees started the hunger strike on the 19th of October 2005. Six of us all came from the mainland China. Amongst us, five people are seeking refugee status, while another is asking for a family reunion. We were persecuted by the communist regime in our own country, where people lost their fundamental freedom, human rights, democratic rights and rule of law. We were forced to flee from China to come to Australia, where people enjoy their fundamental freedom, human rights, democratic rights and rule of law. Like newly born babies, we are seeking protection here in a democracy. But due to the inadequacy of the detention policy in Australia, we are forced to lose our freedom again and may at any moment be deported back to China and face severe persecution again. These guys say, our hearts are bleeding. Is it that hard for us to live as normal human beings? Is it that hard for us to be treated like the staying Chinese after the Tiananmen Square massacre? Has the communist regime in China returned us to the fundamental rights of freedom, human rights and democratic rights? Has the rule of law become dominant in China now? Has the Chinese Communist Party stopped persecution against political dissidents, underground churches and Falun Gong? All the questions explain themselves and certainly do not need our explanations. Hereby, we solemnly declare that we request the Australian government to provide us with refugee status, family reunion and humanitarian refuge. It is also the aspirations of all the detainees at the Villawood Immigration Detention Centre in Sydney. Australian people, we need your help. That was from the the six hunger strikers at Villawood Immigration Detention Centre. Hopefully by this time next week I will have an interview, probably not with one of these guys, because they don't speak very good English, so I've been told. And I can't speak Chinese, so it will make it quite difficult for me to talk to them. However, I was speaking with Peter Jobe today, who's the refugee spokesperson for the Greens in Victoria, and I'll be speaking to him over the week and following up on that story of the pretty much harsh treatment of the Australian government on people fleeing persecution.
Mm. You can follow all these stories on Indie Media, perth.indiemedia.org, or that's probably on sydney.indiemedia.org.
That came through a news service called Oz News, actually. I'd like to say, just actually on websites and things like that, I'll just briefly mention an excellent website, which is called activistrights.org.au, for people who are trying to create positive change in their lives and communities. Resources have been drawn from all around the world and from experience in Australia to help support new and experienced activists, campaign organisers, legal workers and progressive workers. The aim is to help Australian activist networks and movements face the police and legal system, build resilience against repression, and to keep working for a better world. So in these times of anti-sedition and criminalisation of dissent, websites such as that are great. So so is perth.indymedia.org for that matter. So check out activistrights.org.au and get the go on Australian legal stuff. It mainly focuses on Victorian stuff, but there's a whole section on Commonwealth law and on Australian stuff. That's about all we've got time for, isn't it?
My God, we've almost filled an hour, yeah?
Yeah, just about. And I can see Ross in there. His beard's getting longer as we dribble.
Black Dove Collective meeting Saturday is at 3 p.m. at the Moon Cafe.
Yeah,
crew trying to set up a warehouse space here in Perth.
Yeah, there's a fortnightly meeting, and it falls this week. And they're actually, at the moment, building a charter for the group.
Excellent. Terra Forum's forum tomorrow.
Yeah.
Protest Saturday. Jam-packed weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend, and hopefully we'll come up with some reports on next week's show, and more than likely you'll be with Ray and Alex next week. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks very much to Mark Cox for giving us his time and explaining some of those elements of the anti-terrorist legislation which is being forced through the dates of Parliament today. So we'll catch up with you next time. You're listening to RTRFM 90.1.
See ya.
See ya. I would like to make a few comments. We'll be right back.